Joined now in the studio by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce with today's short and sweet business beat. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Aaron, always for having me on. Yesterday, there's been a lot of election news. I mean, it's been GOP primary debates,
yep.
Democratic presidential primary debates. We're hearing some campaign finance reports from local elections, but yesterday was a municipal election for several different municipalities, including our neighbors, Durham, Raleigh, and Cary. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking at turnout because I think we should have a healthy competition here.
Ooh, I like it. Okay.
So looking at the turnout numbers from yesterday, now yesterday was a primary for Durham City Council. The top six advance, but they only saw a 7.5% turnout rate.
Yes.
Yesterday. Wake County, that would be both City of Raleigh and Town of Cary elections, they saw an 11.25% turnout rate. And
yes.
So
and that was for their election, right?
And that was for their election. And
so expected to be a little bit higher for actual election day.
Exactly.
In Raleigh.
And it's kind of on point with our last municipal election in 2013. We had 11.78% turnout. But what I really want to see is us to beat Raleigh and maybe beat some of our previous turnout percentages.
Yes. And we should be able to smash that record, because every time we have a local election, and we always talk about it on the air, how important local elections are. And this is, and in any year when there's a local election, this is what determines what developments are going where, how long you're going to be waiting at this or that stoplight, how available buses are going to be.
What the number is going to be in your property tax
exactly,
bill when it comes
right.
here, or you know,
it's day to day things.
And I think you have to go back to 2003 to see a municipal voter turnout in Orange County that breaks 20%. And that's just by it's 20.02%.
This was before my time. I'm really used to there being a lot of talk in Orange County and in Chapel Hill about politics and everyone getting excited about the races, and then turnout ends up being 12%, 13%, or 15% anyway. So what happened in 2003 that got up to 20?
I need to do some history lessons, but I just pulled the municipal turnout numbers back till 2003. For some reason, the Board of Elections, I didn't have turnout numbers for 2001. If you look in the last 10 years since 2005, the highest municipal turnout we see is about 17%.
Okay.
And so I'd really like us to...
We could break 20 this
to
year.
To break 20.
Yeah.
I think some of it, and it makes me a little nervous, I think we saw interesting conversation. I think we saw very similar conversations in the Raleigh and Durham elections.
Mm-hmm.
We saw something come out of Raleigh where candidates who were advocating for or against sidewalk dining restrictions, how that played out. A lot of conversation about neighborhood growth. And so what I do hope is that we can beat our neighbors in voter turnout. And I do want to encourage voters, we're hearing as we get closer to Election Day, that's Tuesday, November 3rd. Polls
yes.
will be open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., but also early voting starting October 22nd.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Around the corner, some of these voices are getting louder and more strident. And I'm nervous. I don't know what was going on in 2003, but and why that was finally a municipal turnout that broke 20%. But I'm nervous that folks are voting when they're angry or when, and I want to encourage folks to vote because they care, not because to channel a different emotion, not because they're angry or not because they're a one issue voter, not because they're angry that, whether you can drink until midnight in Raleigh.
Which is the Raleigh issue.
You know, that's such a narrow issue. And so I really encourage voters to come out to the polls because they care, because they love this town, and they know this town can continue to be great.
And there are so many ways that you can find out more about the candidates and where they stand and what they stand for on all of the issues. I know we were talking with Molly DeMarco yesterday. She was talking about the Orange Politics, orangepolitics.org or orangepolitics.com. Go to either of those sites. It takes you to the same place, and they've got online candidate forums ongoing right now. They've done a couple of them already. You can read the archives. They've got a couple more coming up this weekend. And you can just sit there and read what the candidates have to say in a real-time basis. You can go to their websites. You can find all of their campaign statements on various issues. We've got our candidate forums that are up on the archives on chapelboro.com. So you want to know more about the candidates, there's plenty of places to learn.
There's plenty of places to learn. And I know that some people are hesitant. You know, people need to encourage their friends and neighbors to vote. And I think people are saying, oh, I don't want to get into politics. You know, you shouldn't do that in polite company. But, you know, you can still say it's important to vote. That's a message that you can always say and say why you're voting or what's important to you, or ask your neighbor what's important to them and remind them how important it is to vote in these local elections.
Because these local elections can be decided by a few votes here and there. We see this all the time in Chapel Hill. And, you know, several thousand people come out to vote even when voter turnout is low. But even then, that difference between fourth and fifth place for town council, whether you're getting on the council or not, might be a matter of a couple dozen votes or a few votes here and there, which means, you know, maybe it's not going to be one individual vote that decides it, but if you get 10 people to go out and vote, that actually legitimately could make a difference between this person or that person getting on the town council. It's that close and it's that small of an election. Your voice can actually make a difference.
So make sure you're encouraging your friends and neighbors, because it does make a difference. I just wanted to touch on turnout a little bit and maybe set out a community
this
goal
portion
to
of the
break.
Program brought to you by your civic duty.
and put out a community goal of breaking 20% turnout on this election.
That. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So
and
we'll
it is
see.
An important
You'll
election,
see.
Too. Like, there's a lot of passion. There's a lot of people talking about important issues. Like, it is kind of a turning point for Chapel Hill and Orange County in general, the schools. So I think there's extra reason for people to get out to the polls this year.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just a quick plug, if you're under 40, you can join us for Cocktails with the Candidates. We'll be hosting kind of like the meet and greet. I love that the Carbo candidates are still talking to folks, although there are no contested races in that Board of Aldermen election. I think it's a great opportunity to meet candidates. Go to Steel String, meet Carbo candidates, meet all the candidates, school board and council and alderman candidates on Tuesday, October 20th, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Franklin Hotel. That's our Chapel Hill Young Professionals event, and they'll be hosting Cocktails with the Candidates and playing a game of candidate bingo. So hope folks can join us Tuesday, October 20th, 2 days before early voting starts.
All right, sounds good. We're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carbo Chamber of Commerce. CarolinaChamber.org is the website. It's the short and sweet business beat. And speaking of business, we've got a number of ribbon cuttings for new businesses, moved businesses, expanded businesses that are happening. Actually, there was one earlier today, and there's a couple more just down the road.
Exactly. I wanted to talk turnout, but this is your ribbon cutting roundup. Today, Performance Auto Mall moved their Porsche brand. They expanded. I'm excited about their growth. I think some folks were like, why are you supporting, you know, a move of a business to Durham? Really, that's about a space issue. You know, we need to make sure that we have space for when our businesses grow. And we're excited when our local businesses grow. So we're excited. Wish them well to 10 a.m. today. Check out Porsche South Point at 122 Kennington Drive. And then come downtown Monday, October 19th at 11 a.m. We'll be cutting the ribbon for Crepe Traditions. They'll have both savory and dessert crepes. I'm really excited about trying both.
Which is your favorite?
Oh.
I know it varies by the day. Like, if you go there at 8 in the morning, you want something sweet, like a strawberry kind of thing. If it's like a lunchtime thing, I go with the mushrooms and arugula. But.
If you said you got to pick between like a sweet or savory treat, I would be like, no, I want some french fries over, you know, over like ice cream.
So you're more of a savory.
But when it comes to crepes I think I might go for the dessert.
Yeah, I tend to go for sweet when it comes to, because it's a pancake. Like, you think when I think of, like, if it's a form of pancake, I think maple syrup, I think strawberry topping, whipped cream. That's where I go
to
first.
But you also think bacon, right? Like, with that pancake.
But only if it's maple bacon.
So,
bacon pancakes, maple bacon pancakes.
Come downtown to 140 West to try sweet and savory.
Uh-huh.
Sweet and savory. Actually, what they should do is they should have two tip jars, one for sweet, one for savory, and you'd put in your tip to vote for which is your favorite. I've seen social science research that says that you get bigger tips when you provide a choice for people to vote.
Really?
It'll be great practice for voting on November 3rd. So you can vote either sweet or savory for crepe traditions. That'll be Monday, October 19th, Friday, October 23rd. We're
excited
about.
And that's at
140
West Franklin.
Yes,
so that'll be
that's at 140
right
West Franklin.
Yep.
So, but head from downtown to from across the former University Square to the former University Mall, now University Place, and come celebrate the opening of Silver Spot Cinema. That'll be Friday, October 23rd. But if you cannot wait, if you cannot wait till October 23rd, KidZoo Museum is offering a special sneak peek from 6 to 10 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st. And the $25 ticket price goes to benefit KidZoo Children's Museum. So if and many people who visit University Place check out KidZoo. This is a great opportunity to see it even early, but we'd love to have you at the ribbon cutting 10 a.m. Friday, October 23rd.
And this is Silver Spot Cinema. It's going to be 10 a.m. Friday, October 23rd. This is plush deluxe. There's going to be a cool restaurant there. I think you can bring your food into the theater and sit in the plush comfy seats with the huge armrests.
You can
it's like gourmet movie watching.
Yeah, gourmet movie watching is an excellent descriptor. You can eat and then watch the movie. You can have them pack up a dinner and eat while you're watching the movie. You can have a drink after the movie. This is a full restaurant, full bar. You don't even have to come see a movie to eat at the restaurant. So we're excited about
Silver Spot.
I'm going to practice that.
Silver Spot
Cinema opening soon with the ribbon cutting 10 a.m. Friday, October 23rd. Sneak peek offered by KidZoo Children's Museum on Wednesday, October 21st.
And it's kind of a big multiplex, but I always sort of associate, and I haven't seen it yet, and I'll see it
you
know, that
week. You haven't seen it? You didn't do the hard hat tour with us?
I haven't
us?
Done the hard hat tour, no. I'm waiting for the day when it opens and it's all done and I can see it for real. But I associate this in my head with like the Alamo Draft House kind of thing. If you go to Austin and you go to that really cool movie theater where you can get dinner and see the show and they do special events all the time.
I'm not familiar
sort of
with that.
Hill's
for people, I used to live in Asheville and they had they used to call the Asheville Brew and View.
Uh-huh.
I will say this, it's much more upscale. There are 13 screens. The smallest theater is about 50 seats, and so that's kind of for private parties. They call it a screening room, so if you want to screen a film for your friends, that's a great opportunity. But but it'll be an exciting experience. So check out the sneak peek and the ribbon cutting. One more ribbon cutting next month, Friday, November 13th.
This is a big one.
Ronald McDonald House is celebrating their expansion, and so they serve over 2,000 families, and this is a place where families come and while their children are at UNC Children's Hospital, Ronald McDonald House provides a space for these families while their kids are getting top-of-the-line care at UNC Healthcare. So this is a great opportunity to celebrate the success and the expansion of Ronald McDonald House so that they can serve even more families.
Awesome. So more information on all of those ribbon cuttings and more online. Visit carolinachamber.org/events. You get a whole list of different events associated with the chamber, too. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Remember, you can vote for sweet or savory crepes.
Yes.
And make sure you vote early or on November 3rd.